You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Kristen.
Hello.
You've tended to the 95BFM reception, and now you've rolled your leopard print bag on into the studio.
That's right, I mean business.
And you're about to make a goddamn cocktail, goddammit.
Oh, we're on it.
The one good thing about the BFM prize cupboard, it is full of tropical liqueurs.
Also, the good thing about that bag is it looks like you're always about to go somewhere.
That's why I did it. Yeah, and when we were down in lockdown, I would just roll it around the house, pretending like I would, you know, in one door and out the other.
It's got a great retractable handle, ladies and gentlemen, which is, it looks like fourfold. It's like a really, really ornate telescopic situation.
And it holds everything, right? You unzip it, you don't know if it's going to be a mini bar, is it going to be, you know,
today
a snack
it's a mini bar.
Today it is a mini bar.
Right
it's
on.
It's a famous rolly bag.
What's on the menu?
Okay, so, like I said, we are celebrating Johnny with a Long Johnny Silver.
Mm. No need to rename it this week, ladies and gentlemen. 5395 is the text line, but no need to rename the cocktail at all. It's pretty much spot on, so.
This one was a good one.
You've got the tallest glasses that are available at BFM.
The most risky for radio, I'd say.
Yeah, they're tall, they're skinny, and yeah.
Well, I picked them.
It really says it all.
Well, they're also narrow at the base, wide at the top, and I can tell if Rick's listening to this right now, he's probably in cringe mode.
The glasses are about maybe 30 centimetres tall, and they're about 40 centimetres away from the console here.
There's a touch of blown away style snotgrass going on in the bottom of the glass as well, though, with a nice little air bubble. Mm-hmm. That takes technique.
They're beautiful glasses. I want to make sure that it looked good for radio. And it's hard to find a matching set.
Shout out
at the office.
Looks like you're also making a drink for the newsreader, which is a nice touch.
We do. He works so hard, and we appreciate it. And I hear he's off for a very exciting weekend.
He wasn't at Kmart as well, by the way, everyone. He was actually at his brand new office up the road, which apparently is better than his last office.
He saves his trips to Kmart for nighttime.
You did say
dark.
That you go to Kmart at nighttime, didn't you?
No, I said people go to Kmart.
No, I'm pretty sure.
They do. That's why it's open so late.
And you're not people?
Other people.
Okay, mate.
He's a VIP.
Nighttime shopping at Kmart, on soon.
You're chucking heaps of ice.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to make it sound good while we were talking about Kmart.
Malibu.
Do you actually know what's going on at Kmart?
Yeah, I was just giving them a little plug there.
Yeah, good on you.
St. Luke's, great destination for your shopping needs.
Okay, are we ready?
Good movie theater.
So we're going to start out with some Malibu rum.
Classic.
And it has a coconut flavor in case you've never had it.
You're kind of doing your rock face, Sam, a little bit kind of AC/DC.
Is that your favorite?
He's a big fan.
I do like Malibu.
Okay, it's good. It's good to know. Get to know everybody over these weeks to find out what everybody likes.
So everything that we're using today, by the way, available at Kmart. I
don't really think so.
Okay. Know much about Malibu? Actually, I'm not that familiar with it.
Mm. Oh, it smells like a summer holiday in a bottle.
But this is your cocktail, John.
Mm. Well. Of course.
It is now.
But it's your cocktail, John.
That's the first one. It's my
I can say I did run it by Johnny before I made it, so that's about it.
Can I just have a little whiff of
absolutely.
This?
That upsets me a little bit.
That what?
You need to run it by him.
Well, he asked. He was interested.
Okay.
Making conversation around the office.
Malibu,
right?
Made with Caribbean rum and coconut flavor, and it clocks in at 21% alcohol by volume.
Is it coconut on the nose?
Yes, it is. Get in there.
It's just ready for, you know, lay back and chill to some tunes.
Do we need to get the 200% coconut sauce out?
Actually, we've got... Maybe no, it's 183% coconut.
Okay.
Happy it's pretty close.
That might be a lot of coconut. So we have a shot of that over the ice. And then we have the peach tree liqueur.
Is it not schnapps? Peach schnapps? Because that's a bit more fun to say.
Okay, well, you can call it whatever you'd like, Big Hungry.
That's fair.
Because you are the boss.
Well, no, not really. Not at all.
You are of the peach schnapps.
Okay,
so a shot of that over the rum. Mm. And this is building over a glass, so you don't have to shake it. You don't have to blend it.
We love built drinks up here at BFM.
It's so handy,
so
right?
So easy.
It's hard to look good shaking a drink. That's the thing.
It will be orange because, Sam, Saturday Sam, I call you Saturday Sam because of your awesome show on Saturday.
Let's try this peach treat.
Is that your brand on Saturday?
Yep.
It is now. Hashtag.
The Peachtree Schnapps.
You sign off your show, Sam Smith, B News.
I know.
You should. That's the brand.
Start getting excited, mate.
Oh.
How do you like it?
The coconut and the peach is going to go well.
It's going to go well?
I'm concerned about the peach, this peach, because it just smells like normal peach, which is kind of risky.
This one is clocking in at 20% alcohol by volume.
Very sweet, though, I think, that one as well.
Yeah, it's an orange bottle, but it's a clear liqueur, which is good because you don't want those artificial... You don't want that artificial colors.
What have
colors.
You got in the Nutribullet cup?
So this is orange juice because I didn't want to bring the box juice back. I feel like maybe no. You didn't like that, so I poured it into a cup.
I need to just look. I'm just merely chatting about the drink.
Oh, well, I know. I want to make sure that this is a good experience for everybody. So we're pouring orange juice over it.
A few dollops.
Yeah, and you can add
it's
if you want to.
It's a 50-50 kind of situation.
Well, the orange juice is really sitting on top of the Malibu and the peach liqueur.
Long John Silver coming up.
Yeah, Long Johnny Silver.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. It could have been a fuzzy pirate, but it's not because it's your birthday. So here you go. Wait, we'll give you this one.
We're not going to mix it. We're just going to leave it.
You can mix it. You want to mix it?
I don't know, actually.
Try it.
I'm just going to try it.
I'll mix
it with
yours,
the...
Big Hungry. I feel like you...
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think you appreciate people mixing your drinks.
I like a mixed drink.
Yeah. I aim to please. Saturday Sam, what about you?
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
Sam coming in. Thanks for the support.
Everyone gets what they want here.
Sam also just saying that he likes a mixed drink too.
There you go. What do you think?
It's cruise ship.
Wow.
It's very cruise ship.
Mm.
Long John Silver.
It's good.
Oh yeah, right?
It's really good.
It's better than I thought. It was better than when I tried it in the closet.
John's got a gambling habit and he's just on cruise ships just gambling around the
corduroy and polyester suits.
We do have a Hawaiian hat on.
One gold tooth as well.
Yeah, and like a mongoose instead of a parrot.
A stuffed cobra, like an
a rattlesnake for a necktie. Yes.
How about one of those visors that has kind of like the hair on top?
Andreas.
Mm.
That's a great drink. It's a really great drink.
It's good.
Nailed it.
Do you think we're enjoying these drinks because they're all sort of made with liqueurs and sort of stuff which is sitting around the 20% mark rather than, you know, we've been drinking a lot of cocktails which have spirits in them that are around 40.
And
whereas these are...
We're kind of playful boys. We're not big, big tough boys.
These are kind of a lot easier to drink.
This is the whimsy cocktail corner, right?
All along, Johnny Silver. Nobody wanted to rename it because it's just a great name for a drink and happy birthday and...
No one's going to argue with the birthday boy.
What were the ingredients one more time for everyone listening? Because it's a really fantastic drink, by the way.
It is. So a shot of coconut rum and a shot of peach liqueur or peach schnapps. An equal amount. So you can do one shot, you can do two shots, depending on how big your glass is. And then top it off with orange juice to taste. It was almost like a 50-50. You're absolutely spot on with that. Mm. And then mix it around.
You nailed it.
And enjoy. If you want to put a cherry on top or an orange slice.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Actually.
I didn't let it be known.
Always an umbrella and a fancy glass.
Mm.
If you were listening earlier, I did not mix mine and it's still great.
It's
just like slowly diluting and mixing together as you drink more and more of it. And it's tasty.
Kind of like a lava lamp of drinks. How's
I left my lava lamp on for like 3 days the other day.
What happened to it?
It's fine, but I was just like, snap. I didn't realize. It was just becomes part of the room very much.
What color is your lava lamp?
It's like blue with a purple hue. Yeah, it's not bad.
Ooh, kind of like our drink last week.
Potentially. I have to go listen to the podcast.
Mm. Well, cheers, everyone.
Thanks very much, Kristen.
Thank you. Loving this, Saturday Sam.
Cheers. Happy birthday, John. Mm. Cheers up. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers responsibly. Cheers.
Hi, this is DJ from Krungbin, and you're tuned to 95B FM.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95B FM.